Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Thursday, the 22nd of January 2026. Today's topic is Soar with Purpose. Our text today is taken from Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1 to 10. Verse 1. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Verse 2. Wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Verse 3. Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Verse 6. And hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Verse 7. That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us, through Christ Jesus. Verse 8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Verse 9. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Our memory verse is taken from Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6. And hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. God has designed each of us with a purpose. We are not in this world by accident. Our text today reminds us that we are saved by grace through faith in Christ. This means that our lives should reflect His purpose for us soaring above fear, doubt, and hindrances. An eagle doesn't flap its wings tirelessly. It soars against the wind. Likewise, when we walk in God's purpose, we do not struggle aimlessly. We move with confidence, knowing that He has already prepared the path. The world offers distractions that can pull us down: sin, negativity, discouragement, and self-doubt. But God calls us to higher ground. As believers, we are meant to soar high with purpose, reflecting God's image and goodness. However, we must remember that our soaring comes with responsibility. As youth, now is the time to rise above the pressures of life and live with intentionality. Discover what God has placed in you and use it for His glory. Let your dreams align with His purpose, and you will soar beyond the level you can imagine. Quote for the day: rise above the pressures of life. The challenge for today is: identify your gift and bless others with it. Prayer. Lord, help me to soar with purpose in Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheroveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.